From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, June 2nd at 8:54. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here. We're seeing some double-digit gains in the wheat market, which is helping pull up corn just slightly. Beans continue to struggle, as well as meal and oil lower as well here this morning. So news cycle still relatively quiet, but doesn't appear like China-U.S. trade relations are moving along very progressively. China is closed on holiday today, but doesn't seem like a call between the two leaders of both those countries is going to happen anytime soon, as President Trump threatened additional tariff hikes on steel and aluminum over the weekend. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that progress. But soybeans down as a result, obviously an important trade partner, especially as we approach the new marketing year to see if we can get a trade deal worked out. Wheat market helping some strength here. Kind of continue to see some heavy rains and winter wheat country here, which is not necessarily ideal heading into harvest progress thoughts here as we move into the middle part of June. Also, some dry conditions in Europe, Canada, and the Black Sea region offering a little support. That's helping pull corn up with it. Corn really doesn't have a whole lot going on here this morning. Otherwise, going to be some pretty substantial rains move through the middle part of the Midwest here this week. So it should continue to support pretty strong corn conditions overall. Obviously, still watching those areas in southern Missouri, Kentucky, and southern Illinois as they try to finish up some corn planting. Doesn't look super favorable for that here this week, but the heat over the weekend was welcome throughout most of the Midwest as corn and beans starting to grow here a little bit after that cold snap we had last couple weeks. Export inspections out this morning. We'll see crop progress out this afternoon. Like I said, should see crop ratings on corn continue to be pretty well supported and should see both bean and planting progress, or corn and soybean planting progress, inch along here as well. Otherwise, continue to watch any trade news, trade updates, and of course, continue to focus on the weather. Now that the calendar has turned to June here. As for prices, July corn at 448, that's up 4 cents. September corn at 425 and a quarter, up 2. December corn at 440, that's up a penny and a half. July soybeans at 1040, down 1 3/4. August soybeans 1033 3/4, down 3. November soybeans at 1022 1/2, that's down 4 1/4. July soybean meal 294.60, down 170. July bean oil 46.85, down 4. July Chicago wheat 545 1/4, up 11 1/4. December at 581 3/4, up 10 3/4. July Kansas City wheat 545 3/4, up 12 1/2. July Minneapolis wheat 629 1/4, that's up 3 3/4. Livestock markets are mostly higher here to start the new week. June cattle 215.95, that's up 47. August at 210.15, up 80. August feeders 299.75, up 92. September feeders 298.67, that's up 97. June hogs 101.27, down 5. July hogs at 105.15, that's up 22. Like I said, mixed picture here to start as we continue to focus on markets kind of trading sideways here to lower. We have seen both the nearby July corn and July beans trade back below all the major moving averages. So from a technical standpoint, not great. So going to need some adverse weather really to change the dynamic here as we move through the summer, as obviously corn and soybean conditions for the most part throughout the Midwest off to a pretty decent start. So continue to keep an eye on trade news, continue to keep an eye on weather updates. Otherwise looks to be a choppy sideways pattern as we continue to move through the first part of June here, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, mostly sunny skies and warm with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 64 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 89 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking on to Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 82 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, Urbana, according to the National Weather Service, fair skies, 70 degrees, and calm wind. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.